But right now, Bad Tiki is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. Need I remind you, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back.
Gentlemen, Bad Tiki is back. Back to inspire, to lift spirits, and most importantly, remind you that growth comes from embracing your flaws and dancing boldly through life's storms. Keep your chin up. Bad Tiki has your back.
That doesn't sound like anything you would say, Bad Tiki, so please tell me, what the heck are you up to?
Evan, I've been thinking a lot about the way I've been living. Difficult, selfish, and let's face it, not exactly the role model anyone deserves. I've got all this supreme intellect, these tall legs, and devastatingly good looks. And for what? To serve myself and my 75,000 tikis, it's not enough anymore. I want to inspire, to lift others up. It's time to give back, to help mankind find their spark. It's a transformation. Transforming Bad Tiki.
Okay. Interesting. What's this transformation all about, Bad Tiki?
Thank you for asking, regular Tiki. Sometimes the only way to become the best version of yourself is to let go of perfection, embrace the unexpected, and dare to live a little louder. I'm here to remind you that your spark is already there. You just need to let it shine. That's why I've chosen this path as a self-help guru. I'm not perfect, but I'm ready to make a change and maybe, just maybe, help others do the same.
This is awesome, Bad Tiki. This is great news. I think we need more people in the world like you.
You get it, Shawnee. I'm here to inspire the masses. My new self-help book, Be the Best Bad You Can Be by Bad Tiki, is flying off the shelves. It's a guide to owning your flaws and turning them into strengths. Sean, I'll give you a free one that I think can really help you. Yankees lost the World Series. Nets are historically terrible. Giants are completely lost to the point you are praying for Dak Prescott to make you a 500 team again. You can't control that, Sean. But what you can control is not eating half a buffet every time you feel sad. Put down that cake. Three pieces is too much cake. I hope that helps.
Hold on. Let me guess, Ben. You're also charging people for advice they don't actually need.
Funny you mention that, Evan. My Best Bad Tiki Boot Camp teaches people how to conquer self-doubt just like I do. And you know what my mantra is? Bad or good, I'm better than you. It's empowering. Bad Tiki empowers the people. Humans love empowering.
That doesn't really sound empowering, Bad Tiki. It feels more arrogant.
Wrong, regular Tiki. It's confidence. And let me tell you, I'm already helping people. You know Pete Alonso? Poor guy's been sitting in free agency with no contract. I'm working with him behind the scenes to make him more likable. It's all about the rebranding, baby. Gonna get the polar bear paid. Rebrander Bad Tiki. Gotta get Petey Boy his Mona. Get me some of that fathead Heyman kickback.
What the hell could you do for Pete Alonso, Bad Tiki? Come on.
I'm glad you asked. I've been coaching Petey Dallas closely on the little things, like don't dry hump the steps in the dugout, be a little more athletic, and stop walking around like you always have a warm dump in your pants. He's really starting to turn the corner. I bet he gets a contract any day now. Of all my high-profile clients, Pete has been one of the most rewarding. I'm really proud of the little guy.
Come on, Bad Tiki. This just sounds like a money grab at this point.
Great investigating Thick Tracy, but you are wrong. This is about helping people reach their full potential for a modest fee of $999 per online course. This is no different than selling ugly, low-quality t-shirts for exorbitant prices. Or like starting a podcast centered around your awful personality with no understanding of what it takes to produce a successful sports talk show that listeners enjoy, only for it to crash and burn horribly because no one cares about anything you have to say if it isn't about W fan, or selling false hope to Mets fans while overcharging them for travel experiences to watch their favorite baseball team. Oh, wait, the 7 line does all of that.
Stop.
I apologize. Those actually do sound like a scam. Keep Bad Tiki's name out your mouth. Sell out con man, scam artist. Come at Bad Tiki. I'll knock your teeth out.
Stop it.
Bad Tiki, what you're doing is definitely a scam. You're just milking people out of money who need a quick fix.
How dare you, regular Tiki? I'm changing lives here. Just ask my other clients. Ever heard of Zach Wilson or Daniel Jones? I did wonders for those guys. Sure, they still stink at football, but they did purchase my exclusive Bad Tiki members only subscription. And for the low price of only $89.99 a month, you too can join the Bad Tiki Army. March behind me with my legion of 77,000 Tikis.
All right, Bad Tiki. That's enough, Bad Tiki. No one is interested in your freaking products, bro.
Oh, my. Evan, I see great potential in you. I never saw it before, but you can be a way better Evan. Hear me out. Imagine a world where you are leaner, more focused on your goals. Sounds good, doesn't it?
I mean, it kind of does.
Your hair isn't red, and this show doesn't suck so damn bad. Maybe I can even make you desirable enough that Mrs. Roberts stops inviting me over for dessert every time you go to a Nets game. See you Tuesday night, my peach.
Shut up.
That's enough, Eddie. Yeah, it's enough. You can actually call us back when you actually start to help people.
What a coincidence. I happen to be with a satisfied client right now, fully rehabilitated, better, and more confident than ever. Talk to him, Negative Tommy.
Thanks, Bad Tiki. I'm feeling great. I no longer see the world in a negative light. Negative Tommy is feeling optimism thanks to Bad Tiki's online course for the low price of $2,000 a month. Oh, who am I kidding? This is all a huge scam. This Bad Tiki scam makes the guy from the 7 line look like Abraham Lincoln. Someone please help me escape. Pete Alonso won't stop humping the stairs. Daniel Jones won't stop staring at me with his crazy eyes. My entire basketball team is filled with Eagles fans. Mikal Bridges is soft. Duds, donkeys, and disappointing. Real Tiki, please. Save me.
Thanks for that, Negative Tommy. I'm so proud of him. He's really come a long way. Okay, guys, it's time for me to get going now. I have to get ready for my appearance on The View. Remember this, gentlemen. The world isn't just divided into winners and losers. It's divided into those who follow and those who charge admission. Be the one who owns the ticket booth. Bad or good, I'm better than you. Stay inspired. Bad Tiki, out.
All right, thank you, Bad Tiki. That was a wonderful experience. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of The Real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Before we get back to your phone calls, I want to show you that I'm consistent, and I really believe what I say. So Aaron Rodgers was on earlier with Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're like, oh, God, what could he possibly say?
The offseason after a bad season.
My opinion on Aaron Rodgers has been pretty steadfast, which is I want the new general manager and the new head coach, whoever that is, to be the decider. I don't want Woody Johnson deciding. I know he's the owner. He can do what he wants. I don't want his emotions, whether it's over the money he spent on Aaron, whether it's over stuff Aaron has said about him personally.
Right.
I don't want that getting in the way of a smart, clear-eyed general manager and head coach making the right football decision on if Rodgers should be here next year. I've said the same thing about Alonso. I have a very strong opinion that Pete should come back. So I disagree with David Stearns if he doesn't bring him back. But I am not a proponent of the owner getting involved. I just think you hire someone because you believe they're the right person to make those decisions.
I just think it's harder with the Jets and with Aaron Rodgers because of the amount of money that he's due.
Why? Just Pete would be paid a lot of money. It's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah, but it's a little bit different in baseball because once someone gets a contract, you kind of just expect them to be... You got to pay him. Just is what it is. Guaranteed contract. Where in the NFL, because it's the cap is fugazi.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can manipulate it in so many ways. If you can get out of something after a player has diminished to the point where he's not worth it anymore, you try to get out of it.
I agree, but I want the guy you hire to make that decision. Hmm. So Aaron Rodgers. What I find interesting is, well, what the hell does he want? Like, what is he actually thinking? So this is from Pat McAfee earlier today, in which they're talking about his future. Let's see if we can get a read on what Aaron Rodgers is truly thinking as he enters this offseason.
The meeting about Woody was more about, team, future, different things. But I think everybody understands that it's going to come down to a GM and a coach and myself. And whether we all want to do a dance together, or if it's It's not in the cards.
Okay.
How would you read that from Aaron? Nothing?
Nothing, really, because I think he honestly doesn't know.
Mm.
That sounded truly like I have no idea what's going to happen with my career. Not, I know what's happening, I'm just not telling you, but it felt like he has no idea.
Well, he's a very opinionated guy.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious, and he'll never admit this, if Aaron Glenn is the head coach, his reaction or his gut feeling is what? Like, would he say, you know what, I like Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I respect Aaron.
Right.
I like what he's done from afar. I'm interested. I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah.
Or does he have a negative feeling towards rookie head coach? My ass.
No, I don't think so. I don't want to blanket statement this, but I feel like guys who did it at a high level, you know, not just were in the league and happened to have an NFL, placard for a year, but actually played the game at a high level for a long time, like Aaron Glenn did. There's a level of respect that every player, current, former, have for that guy. And so even if Aaron Glenn doesn't know what he's doing, I think he'll get the benefit of the doubt from a guy like Aaron Rodgers.